guys. Welcome back to Paper Lemons. This is Lorraine. I'm so happy to have you here. It has been a couple days since I've been on, so let's get to it. First off, I want to give a shout out to all my listeners. It looks like I've got about 100 listeners so far, and they range all over the states. Most of them are in California. I've got a few in Missouri and Colorado, and shout out to my friends in Washington, Utah, Virginia, Texas, Idaho. I know who you are. Minnesota, Oregon, North Carolina, Indiana, and New Jersey. And then I've got some friends in Germany, it looks like. I'm not quite sure if I know you, but maybe someday. But thank you anyways for listening. I do appreciate it. So I hope you all have been doing great and crafting and just enjoying your time, your days. Today is the first day of fall, and it's really hot out. I think it was like 103 today, so that's not very fallish type weather. So hopefully it'll start cooling down and we can start wearing our boots and sweaters. So anyways, I did go to a thrift store last week. I didn't really buy anything crafty. I bought a book that I can take out the guts from and just make it a junk journal. Use the hard copy. I mean, the cover, because it's a hard cover. And then I found some record albums. I'm starting to collect them. I don't have a record player, but maybe someday. I did find a Neil Diamond, his 12 Greatest Hits album. And I found John Denver's Greatest Hits. And then another one, it was the very best of the Everly Brothers. Now, these are three artists that I used to listen to with my mom when I was little. So no, she had the Neil Diamond album. I thought that was pretty cool to find those. So I'm just gonna add them to my collection, and maybe someday I'll buy a record player so I can play them, because the album or the records are in there and they look pretty good. I don't think there's any scratches on them. So, and I did find a bag of ribbon. So I had about, there's 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Looks like about 10 rolls of ribbon at the thrift store, and at only $3. So that was pretty good. I bought a book of music sheets, and I thought, oh, these will be perfect for my journals, because it's the paper's old, you know, the pages are old, it's discolored, and it's a bigger book. It's kind of the size you'd put on your coffee table. And I got all excited. It was only $3.49, and I thought, wait a minute, let's look to see the copyright date, and it's from 1894. I still bought it, but I'm not going to tear it up. I'm just going to add it to my collection of the old vintage books that I have. I can't bear to tear them up and tear up the pages. They're too nice. It's still in pretty good condition. And I've been working on one journal. I'm almost done with it. I started it about 4 years ago, and I finally put the signatures in, and I'm adding just the little bits and pieces now to each of the pages, just to like little embellishments or little pockets. And I should be done with that one maybe in a couple days. I have about 3 or 4 of my pages to fill up. So I'll keep working on that one. And then I have a couple other ones that I started 4 years ago as well that I want to finish up. And now with getting into the fall season, I want to start doing some crafts for fall and Christmas time. Probably more journals though, because I really like doing these. But I do have a big mess on my table. I have all kinds of stuff scattered around. Do you guys have that issue too when you're crafting? You start out with like a, let's see what I have, probably a 4x5 table. And I have about a 1 foot by 2 foot empty spot.
that I work from and then just stuff everywhere. Yep. But it's fun. I like when I have all my stuff out and then I have a rolly drawer thing next to me. So I can put some stuff in there too and access it pretty quickly. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, one other thing I bought a big jar of Bettons. One of those big, huge mason jars that has the lids on it that latch. It's probably a foot tall and it's filled with Bettons. It's huge. It looks like probably a gallon size. And it's full of every kind of button you can imagine. All different shapes, sizes, colors. And so yeah, I found that. I bought that. So I'm gonna use that for my crafts. I don't really buy anything else because I've got so much stuff that I've been collecting over the years. So I have enough to really, I have enough so far to, I just have to replace glue and maybe, I don't know. Maybe I think that's the only thing I have to replace. I've got so much stuff. I could have my own craft store in my room. But yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to hop on and say hello. And if you have any questions or ideas about my podcast, anything you want to hear about or any type of craft you want to know about, or maybe we can work on it together, tell me what you're doing. If you have any ideas or suggestions, you can always reach out to me at my email at paperlemons@yahoo.com. And you can also reach out at this podcast. I think you can record a message. So it's anchor.fm.com. So yeah, let me make sure that's right. I think that was the right, sorry. That is, wow. I totally drew a blank. I normally know these things right off. It is, I don't know why I didn't have it written down. But anyways, just try me at my email, and next time I hop on here, I will have that information for you, as well as the other platforms where you can listen to my podcast as well. Alrighty, so thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are having a great day, great evening, great morning, wherever you may be. Thank you for following me, and I look forward to chatting with you again. Take care. Bye-bye.